Good morning and welcome to All Things Jessamine. I'm Doug Fain. On today's program, we're going to talk about a fellow who's quite familiar to you if you went to Jessamine County High School. He was the football coach for many years, went on to be assistant and principal of the high school. His name was Frank Conyers. I'm going to be talking to his wife, Loretta, all about Frank after this word.
105.9 Jess FM. I'm Dennis Smith. Here at Jess FM, we're all about serving you with local-focused, family-friendly radio. We want to be a part of every facet of the community, including the community of faith. It's important to us to partner with your church or ministry. Our goal is to devote at least a portion of our Sunday programming to local radio ministries. We can increase the visibility of your church, draw new people to your congregation, touch the lives of people who may never attend your church. There are many ways to get involved, from a radio ministry to daily devotions, to being a guest on our Meet the Minister feature, to letting everyone know of special events. I'd like to know more about your ministry and discuss the opportunities. Send me an email to dennis@jessfm.com. That's D-E-N-N-I-S at jessfm.com, or call me at 859-825-8595. That's 825-8595.
Good morning and welcome to All Things Jessamine. Glad to have you here on this Saturday morning. Well, today we are going to be talking about a fella who, if you went to Jessamine County High for some length of time, you will know this guy very well and remember him very well. And his name was Frank Conyers. And with us today, we have his wife, Loretta. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm fine. And you?
We're doing great. Appreciate you coming in to talk about Frank and all that he meant to us and our county. We want to get started by telling a little bit of background about Frank, where he was born, who his parents was, and how he even came to be in Jessamine County.
Frank was born in Nicholas County, Carlisle, in 1937. And his parents were John and Elizabeth Conyers. He grew up in Carlisle. He played football at Nicholas County High. He went to Morehead College, and he played football at Morehead.
Now, was football his only sport? Did he play anything else?
He played baseball.
Yeah, but football was what he loved.
Yes.
I guess. So he went to Morehead, graduated from there, and did he go to Morehead thinking, I want to be a teacher?
No, actually, he went to Morehead thinking that he would like to be a veterinarian.
Really?
And I think chemistry
got him. Yeah, well, but then it does most people, and that's okay. So then decide, I guess, at that point, maybe I need to go into education field.
Yes.
Yeah. Where did he start teaching?
He started teaching in Georgetown, Kentucky, at the middle school. There he coached football and basketball. This was in 1958, 60.
So he coached all his life.
Yes, he has.
Yeah.
Until Melanie was in band.
Yeah.
And I felt like I sat on those bleachers every night, Friday night, for years.
I bet you did. At this point in time, he started teaching. When did you all get together, you and Frank?
I graduated from Georgetown College in 62. I had done my student teaching at Georgetown, Garth Elementary. The next year, I came back to teach as a special ed or special needs class. And I met Frank at that time.
So that's how you met. You were teaching and he was teaching and the rest is history. Was it love at first sight?
Absolutely not. I knew that he was teaching there because I had done my student teaching the year before. And I really wanted to go to some of the races at Keeneland. And I knew that Frank attended the races.
Okay.
So I got to know him so that I could go to the races and thought that that would be the end of it.
And it wasn't.
It was not.
How long were you all married?
We were married, like in 2 weeks, 45 years.
Wow. What about that? So that little jaunt over there lasted 45 some odd years. Isn't that amazing? Now, at what point did you two end up here in Jessamine County?
Well, the summer that we got married in 63, we were going back to Georgetown to teach, but the pay was better in Ohio.
Okay.
So we left Georgetown and went to West Claremont County, Ohio.
Okay.
And we taught there until 1970.
And is that when you came back to here?
Once a Kentuckian, always a Kentuckian.
Well, was the openings here in our county, or how did that work?
No, actually, we had jobs in Fayette County for 2 years.
Yeah.
And then things happened, like Frank had two football players to go into the Vietnam War on the buddy system. Mm-hmm. And after they got there, one of the boys wrote Frank and said, "I know that I will never make it out of Vietnam alive.
Oh, gosh.
I want my insurance policy to go to the school, to the football.
Yeah.
Because that kept me out of a lot of trouble."
Wow.
So we stayed that year to make sure that the money was spent.
Right.
For a good reason.
And
good
so, so as the boy prophesied, it actually happened that
yes.
way.
Mm-hmm. First funeral that we had been to with the 21-gun salute yeah. and everything. Very, very moving to us at that
of
time
course,
because
of
we
course.
Were very young.
Of course. So you got Fayette County, got through that year, got it all settled, and then made your way here.
Well, the next year we had jobs in Fayette County again.
Yeah.
But then I was pregnant, and we decided not to make the move until it was a little bit more feasible. Mm-hmm. We didn't have the nerve to go back to Fayette County and apply again after turning down two jobs.
Right.
So we started looking around Central Kentucky, and that's how we ended up in Jessamine County.
And what year would that have been?
That was in 1970 that we came here.
Okay. And Melanie was born when?
Melanie was born in 67. She was three.
All right.
And Brett was born in 70, February of 70. So he was just a few months old.
Well, since we brought him up, let's brag a little bit about your children. You have the two. Let's talk about Melanie, what she's doing now.
Melanie lives in Bowling Green. Mm-hmm. She has three children. Mm-hmm. One has first year of Murray. The other one is a junior. And Jessica is 10, and she goes to Alverton Elementary.
Mm-hmm. And your son. I will interject this here at this time, is, and we're going to talk a little bit more about it, but Frank was one of the inaugural class just a few weeks ago of the Jessamine County Athletic Award, and it's the first time I'd seen your son in years. He's grown up. This kid, I think he did more growing after he graduated than he did the whole time he was in school, didn't he?
Absolutely, yes. But if he was that tall when he was in high school, he would have been an outstanding football
That's
player.
Amazing.
But no, he was not.
Well, what's he doing now?
He is selling insurance.
Yeah.
And Brad is my child who never talked a lot when he was in elementary through high school. Mm-hmm. And I was worried to death that he would not make it as an insurance salesman.
Yeah.
But he has. He's done very well with it, yes.
All right. So you got here, Jessamine County, your job start. You've got a three-year-old and one on the way or just born. What was your first teaching jobs here in the county?
I was on the early sessions.
Oh, yeah.
Where they called it double sessions,
right.
But actually three sessions going on.
Yeah.
In 1970, I taught 1 year at Nicholasville on the early session. And then when Warner opened up in 71, I went to Warner to teach there.
And Frank was teaching at the high school then?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Now, what was he teaching there?
He was teaching social studies, American history, World Civ, classes like that. He's always been a history buff.
Now, when he came to Jessamine County High, was the coaching right off the bat, or did he grow into that? How did that work?
Ray Hager came as a head coach, and Frank came as an assistant.
Okay, to Ray. All right. And then when did he become head coach? Do you know that? A few years
I'm
after?
I'm thinking it was 2 years that Ray was head coach.
Now, I know that Frank coached for quite a long time at Jessamine County High and took a break. And I think, did he go back to coaching, though? Didn't he take a break and go back? Seemed like John Herod took over for him, maybe?
In 1981... Frank was ready to start football practice and had his letters ready to mail and everything. But he was told by Superintendent Buddy Adams that he needed to take over as principal of the high school because Mr. Plankenship had been awarded a job at the central office.
Right. Zeb moved on.
Yes.
Okay.
So Frank became the head principal and John Herod took over as coaching.
Okay.
So back and forth between the years from 1981 to 1983 or so, they switched back and forth between head principal and assistant coach, mm-hmm. or head coach and assistant principal.
Now, he was assistant principal to Zeb Blankenship, correct?
Yes.
Before
mm-hmm.
he became principal. Mm-hmm. So he was head coach there. Do you know how many years he coached in total at Jessamine County High?
He coached as head coach from 72 mm-hmm. until 83. From 81 to 83, mm-hmm. he was out as head principal.
Right.
And then he came back as head coach in 85, I believe it was.
Was that his love, the coaching?
I can't say that, because I think Frank was as good of a principal
yeah.
as he was a football coach.
Did he enjoy it as much?
Yes, he did.
Yeah.
He could pick on the kids. He could tease with them. Mm-hmm. And it was okay.
Yeah.
You know, no
right.
one... I'm sure that there were some that had their differences with him, but for the most part, he could get along with all kids. I always said he was a kid himself, and that's why he was able to do it. He also coached wrestling.
I had forgotten that. That's
yes.
right.
Mm-hmm.
And because when I was in high school, he coached wrestling, because I remember he had the Richardson boys, Bradley and Wayne and that bunch, and, mm-hmm. and several others. Yeah.
I was talking to Leslie Clem last night, mm-hmm. and we were reminiscing about
yeah.
some of the things that happened. And it was a time that, you know, during the winter when the snow was on,
right.
we would have Wayne and Bradley and Leslie and some of the other guys there spending
yeah.
the night, because there would be a tournament the next day.
Wow, so that they could make it.
Mm-hmm.
We'll now delve into a little more detail about this award that he was awarded. He was awarded this award. For those that don't know, this year, the Jessamine Board of Education, for the first time, established an award called the Jessamine County Athletic Achievement Award. And the inaugural class, which was announced back October 23rd, I think it was, at the East-West football game, the inaugural class, and before I announce that, I want to tell people a little bit about that award. First off, you have to have had some contribution to sports, whether you were a coach or a player or a contributor in some way. And this first and second year, next year also, it has to be people who are affiliated with one of the high schools other than what we have now. So it had to be either Jessamine County High, Nicholasville High, Wilmore High, or Old Dunbar High. So the first five that were inducted, the inaugural class, were Dr. C.R. Hager, who was superintendent during integration, which was an event that was not only affected the classroom, but sports as well. You had Billy Lockridge, who was hired by Hattie Warner to even come to this county and kind of got things started in athletics. You had Leonard Cavell, who was also involved in that integration process. You had Mr. Maxwell, Bill Maxwell, who was the first athletic director at Jessamine County High that came from Wilmore. And you had Frank, your husband. Tell you what, he deserved it, but that's a pretty good class to be in.
Absolutely. I was thrilled to death yeah. that he was in the first class.
Yeah.
I can think of people that I felt like deserved it as much as Frank did,
mm-hmm.
but I am proud of Frank.
And they will be there, those other people, and we probably can think of the same people, but they'll be there. But Frank was at the high school so many years, and the reason I bring all this up, not only to mention that he got the award, but I think in some of the writings I saw about that award, it's one of the things that was said, and I don't know if it was by you or somebody else, but it talked about how when Frank communicated and got along with these kids, as you said, it was almost like he was a kid himself. And somebody made the comment that, and I think it was a former player, that, you know, he could be chewing you out on the field, and within 5 minutes he had his arm around you hugging you. You know, he's just that kind of guy. All those kids were exactly that. They were his kids.
May I tell you a story?
Sure.
When Chuck Callahan played for Frank,
mm-hmm.
Brett was reminiscing about this the other day. Chuck came to the school ready to go on a trip,
mm-hmm.
and he forgot his cleats. Well, Frank was ranting and raving, and you did not come to play. You're not mentally ready. Everything that he could think of to say. But Brett said Dad was sitting down on the bench, taking his coaching shoes off to hand to Chuck. And he wore Chuck's old raggedy tennis shoes out on the field with his khaki pants and his blue shirt, and coached in Chuck's tennis shoes the whole time.
So that Chuck could play.
Yes.
At the whole time, and the whole time, Fuss met Chuck.
Mm-hmm. Well, one time Brett forgot something, and the bus pulled off without him, and Brett was chasing the bus down to the road before he could catch up with it and get on the bus. So made no differences.
And this is where I was going next. This question probably better for your son than it is for you, but I know you can answer it. How was that? You know, I've had people on our show before whose parents were involved in their education. Frank Cannon, we talked to him about his father, and the Blankenship girls. We just talked about Zeb. How was it for especially your son, who was coached by his own dad? Now, I will say here, I have coached my daughter for many years in softball, and I know I was a whole lot harder on her than I was other kids, and maybe that's just the way it is. Was it that way with them?
I think that Frank expected 100% from all of them. Mm-hmm. I don't think that it was any harder on Brett. Mm-hmm. I know that the years that Brett's teams were there, mm-hmm. our living room was just filled after every ball game. Mm-hmm. They would come and watch the films of the game. Mm-hmm. Even if Frank had to go and chaperone a dance or something else,
right. They
would all come in and out. And there was only one rule to that, mm-hmm. or two rules, I should say. They didn't wake me up, and they needed to shut the door when they left. But I would wake up at 3 o'clock in the morning, and there would be Frank and the whole team watching replays of the game.
Wow, to get ready for the next week.
And I don't think that, you know, it was any harder. Mm-hmm. I know that there was an incident where one of the players had a minor wreck, mm-hmm. and he had been drinking. Mm-hmm. And nothing was said about it all week until Frank got the Jessamine Journal on Thursday.
Oh, and that's how he found out.
And he came home. We were sitting at the table that night eating, and Frank says, "Son, did you know about this?" And he says, "Yeah, I heard about it on Sunday." He says, "Why didn't you tell me?" He says, "I could have been fired if I had played that boy after that." And Brett says, "It wasn't my place to tell it."
Yeah.
So Brett can be very closed-mouthed about things. Right. But, you know, Frank was pretty upset. He was that he didn't know.
Sure.
It all worked out.
He loved his coaching as he did his kids, but I know there was other things that Frank loved too, and there's something that he, because he couldn't coach your daughter in football, but he certainly coached her in many years. They had a true love for horses, didn't they?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yes.
So he kind of was able to help both of his children in things they were interested in, and Brent on the football field and Melanie in the show ring. I mean, was that a lot during high school, or was that more after?
That was during high school. In fact, it came up. Have pictures of Melanie from fourth grade on up showing. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, it was the whole time. We worked that out by Frank taking the horse and Melanie and going to horse shows.
Yeah.
And I maneuvered with Brett and did Little League baseball and football and things like that. So,
Well, you're talking about what you did with him. And we must mention, we cannot tell this story without mentioning your career. Now, you taught at Jessamine County Schools for how many years were you here?
From 1970, retired in 97, and then did 2.5 years after that.
So a lot of years, a majority of your teaching years was here. You mentioned being at Warner at first open. Of course, I remember that day very well as I started there in fourth grade. And I guess, was that... That's what you taught, right? Didn't I have you the first year?
We had fourth grade homerooms, yes.
Yeah, yeah, with Barbara Graff and Darlene Adams.
Yes.
That
mm-hmm.
was the three that was in that. Boy, that seems so long ago in some ways, and some ways it doesn't. A lot of water has gone under the bridge since those days back at Warner. And you taught till what year?
1997.
But you, in your teaching, and that in itself is a hard job, but you had to... a lot of support to give for Frank to be able to do his job in a lot of hours that are spent. He's gone from home and you're back running the ship. It's a good thing that you were able to accept the fact that that's what he loved to do.
Well, it was hard at times, and there was a rewarding at times also.
Yeah. When did he finally stop his teaching and things?
He quit coaching the year that East and West High School
split. And that would have been running around 96 or 7, somewhere in there?
Year or two before that.
Was
because
it before?
He retired in 97 also.
Okay.
So He did not want to coach against any of the boys that he had coached before, and he did not want to coach against any of the coaches. So that's why
he did it. Did he miss it?
I think so. I know that there were a lot of people that tried to get him to come back into coaching, mm-hmm. but at that point in life, I think he was ready to hang it up.
To hang it up. What do you think if Frank, and we must say, this is the sad part of the story, we lost Frank too soon. Frank died what year again? Tell us how old.
08.
In 08, at age?
70.
70. Mm-hmm. Very sudden. And I remember, as it should have been, you had the visitation at the high school in the gymnasium mm-hmm. and a lot of people there and a lot of former students. Mm-hmm. What do you think he would have said about that, knowing that? Because, you know, you don't really realize, maybe you never realize, how much you had an effect on people's lives. And a coach has the ability, as much as a lot of other professions, to have that effect on kids. What do you think he would have said that night at visitation if he could have seen the response?
I think he probably would have laughed and said, "What are you all doing here?" You know, but I think he would have been totally pleased at many of the people that came.
Yeah.
It was a time of seeing people that hadn't seen for years and his students. And it wasn't only football players or wrestlers. It was women, girls, too.
Students. Yeah.
I know the night of the recognition service, mm-hmm. I had called two girls and asked them if they would like to come to the reception because they were his office aides, and they were just crazy about him, and he was crazy about them.
It's hard to believe that when you start in that profession, you hope that you'll do some good. I'm sure I have one that's right now studying to be a teacher, and you hope that you will have some effect. And it's always good to see that you did. I hope that he knew a little bit before he passed that he did. How would you, in one word, describe as the husband, Frank Conyers? I know it's a hard question. Hardest question you'll have all day.
How would I describe him? He was full of fun, quick-witted, and drove me crazy in the mornings chasing the kids around the house, aggravating them when I hadn't had enough coffee.
How would you describe him as the educator?
I think that Frank looked at each individual child and tried to work with their strong points.
Yeah.
I remember that he told that when he and Zeb worked together, that they were such a good match because Mr. Blankenship or Zeb would work with the students from Asbury and like that. Mm-hmm. And he was able to relate more with the farm kids because he had grown up on a farm and had always had to do farm work. So, but he thought that they were just a really good pair of working with the students.
And how would you describe him as the coach?
Intense.
Yeah.
Most people did not see the intensity that we had at home on Saturdays and Sundays.
Oh, I bet.
Many a time he was there all weekend.
Yeah,
drawing up new plays and trying to figure out what to do.
Very dedicated. Well, our time, believe it or not, has dwindled, but I appreciate you coming in. Frank, and I was fortunate enough not only to have you as a teacher, but to have him as a assistant principal, I guess. When I graduated, he was assistant principal and knew him for many years, not only in that capacity, working with him when I announced the games and things like that. And he had a great impact on a lot of people that you probably have never even met and that you'll never even know about, you and the kids. But I think this award that was given, hope in some small way, shows the Conyers family just what he meant to our community and to our school system. And I hope I can speak for a lot of those people out there that you don't know, how much we appreciated him and how he treated us as students and how he taught our kids in our county. He made a difference. He's one of those that made a difference. And you all should be very proud of that.
Thank you. We are.
Thanks to Loretta Conyers for coming in this morning and talking about Frank Conyers and all that he meant to us at Jessamine County High School. We do All Things Jessamine every Saturday morning, and we appreciate you being with us. Hope you'll come back next Saturday at 11 for another episode. We do it all for you right here on Jess FM 105.9.